Ever feel like coding? Well, coding is holding you back. You know, like you've got these incredible software ideas in your head, but actually sitting down and building them just takes forever. That's what we're diving into today. Cursor AI.
Yeah, Cursor
It's
AI.
changing the game for developers, potentially making coding 10 times faster. We're taking a deep dive into this Cryptolytics article, how Cursor AI is revolutionizing coding. I want to make sure, you know, everyone listening understands exactly how it works, why it's such a big deal, and most importantly, how you can actually use it, especially with Claude 3.5. I mean, that just takes it to a whole other level.
It does, yeah.
So, like, we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Staring at a screen full of code.
Oh, yeah.
Just feeling like you're trying to wrangle it into submission. It's always been this, like, time-consuming manual process. What if there was a way for AI to kind of take over some of that heavy lifting?
It's interesting you say that because it's not just about making the act of coding faster.
Right.
Although that's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
We're seeing AI change the game in so many fields.
Yeah.
And Cursor AI is at the forefront of this revolution, but specifically for developers, what makes it really interesting, what makes it different, is the way it integrates with your existing workflow.
Okay.
It understands the context of your entire project, not just like isolated snippets of code.
Hold on. Understanding the context, that sounds almost too smart.
Right.
How does it actually do that?
So it's analyzing your code base. It's identifying patterns and it's learning from your past coding decisions. Think of it like this.
Okay.
Imagine you've got like a coding buddy who's been looking over your shoulder for like months, absorbing your style, your preferences.
Right.
Cursor AI is doing that digitally, but across potentially millions of lines of code, constantly refining its understanding of your project.
So it's not just like copying and pasting from the internet.
No.
It's actually learning how you code.
Exactly.
And then what? Adapting to that.
Exactly. And that's where this 3 to 10x productivity boost comes in, as the Cryptolytics article highlights.
Yep.
When Cursor AI can kind of anticipate what you're trying to achieve, it can generate code much faster and with fewer errors.
Wow.
It can even suggest alternative approaches that might be more efficient or elegant.
Wow, that's amazing.
Effectively elevating the quality of your code at the same time.
It's like having a senior developer looking over your shoulder, but without the judgmental size.
Precisely. And think about what this means for learning.
Oh, wow.
Imagine you're brand new to the world of coding.
Yeah.
You get stuck on a really tricky concept.
Yeah.
Cursor AI can not only give you the correct code, but also explain the logic behind it.
Oh, wow.
Breaking down these complex concepts into, you know, these digestible chunks.
Okay, now that's what I call AI-assisted learning.
Yeah.
It's not just giving you the answer.
Yeah.
It's actually teaching you how to think like a coder.
Exactly.
Man, I wish I had that when I was starting out.
Absolutely. It's about empowering developers at all levels, from beginners who are just learning the ropes to seasoned professionals who just want to streamline their workflows and tackle more ambitious projects.
So Cursor AI can definitely make us faster, more efficient coders, right?
Absolutely.
But let's talk about some real-world applications for this.
Okay.
Because the Cryptolytics article goes into some, like, pretty amazing use cases for this.
Yeah, it does. And these aren't, you know, these aren't just theoretical examples.
Right.
We're talking about scenarios that are playing out right now in the development world.
Yeah, and one that really stood out to me was building full-stack SaaS applications.
Right. Which can be incredibly complex because you're essentially building a complete software product from the ground up. You're handling everything from, you know, the user interface that people see and interact with to the database on the back end that stores all the information.
Right. And the article mentioned that Cursor AI, working in conjunction with Claude 3.5, could cut the development time for these kind of projects by up to 70%.
Yeah, which is a huge amount of time when you think about it.
It's amazing.
Especially given the traditional timelines for these types of projects.
Yeah, so how does this dynamic duo actually work in practice?
Think of it like a collaboration between a visionary architect and a master builder.
Okay, I like that, yeah.
So you're using Claude 3.5 to kind of lay out this high-level vision for your application.
Okay.
You're describing the features, the functionality you want, all in plain language.
So like sketching out the blueprints.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then Cursor AI, it steps in and it translates those blueprints into actual code.
Wow.
And it's handling all those intricate details and making sure everything integrates seamlessly.
So it's not just about, you know, writing the code faster at that point. It's like it's making that whole development process more intuitive.
It is much more efficient. Removes a lot of the headaches that you would normally encounter.
And then another use case that the article highlighted was rapid website redesigns.
Right, which again can be a very time-consuming process, traditionally speaking.
Oh yeah, you got to update the whole design, rework the layout, potentially rebuild entire sections from scratch.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, changing the font or changing a few colors.
Yeah.
It can be a very involved process.
And the example in the article was talking about how a design agency used Cursor AI in Claude 3.5 to completely overhaul a client's website in just a few days.
Yeah.
A few days. What would that normally take them? Like weeks?
Weeks. Easily.
Wow.
And this is where that rapid iteration becomes so powerful.
Right.
Because you can quickly prototype different design ideas, get feedback from your clients, make changes on the fly.
And you're not bogged down in the weeds of it all.
Exactly. You're not getting bogged down in that tedious coding work.
It's like having a digital design assistant that's just working at like lightning speed.
Yeah.
So you can just experiment more freely.
Absolutely.
And ultimately just create a better end product.
Exactly. Precisely.
Yeah. So for our listeners out there who are ready to just dive in and start experimenting with this themselves, what are some key takeaways from the article in terms of like how to really maximize Cursor AI? You know, what are the secrets here?
Well, one of the biggest takeaways is to really embrace the power of plain language.
Okay.
Remember, you don't need to be a coding wizard to use this tool.
Right. The article specifically mentioned using plain language to outline tasks.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. The more clearly and concisely you can describe what you want the code to do, the more effectively Cursor AI can translate that into functional code.
So instead of like trying to write out this complex code yourself, you can just say, hey, Cursor AI, this is what I want to achieve in like plain English.
Precisely. And this is where that integration with Claude 3.5 becomes even more powerful.
Okay.
Because you can use Claude's natural language processing capabilities to really plan out your project at a very high level.
Okay.
And then feed those plans directly into Cursor AI to actually generate the code.
So it's like having a conversation with your development environment.
Exactly.
Rather than just like barking orders at it.
Exactly. And that conversational approach can really unlock these new levels of creativity and efficiency in the development process.
That makes a lot of sense. What other tips did the article highlight? So using plain language, that's key. What else can we do to like really unlock Cursor AI's potential?
So their article really stressed the importance of integrating Cursor AI into your existing workflow.
Okay.
Like, don't treat it as the separate thing, you know?
Right.
Weave it into your project management systems, your version control, everything.
So it's not about replacing the tools you already use. It's about making them better.
Exactly.
Adding Cursor AI to the mix.
Exactly. Imagine a scenario where your project management tool automatically generates tasks for Cursor AI based on your project plan, right?
Okay.
Or your version control system flags potential conflicts before you even try to commit your code.
Wow.
That's the level of seamless integration we're talking about.
That's next level efficiency.
It is.
It's like having an invisible assistant who's like managing all the tedious parts of your workflow for you.
And this ties into another important point, which is don't be afraid to iterate quickly, you know, experiment with different approaches. One of the biggest advantages of Cursor AI is its ability to just rapidly generate code, generate prototypes.
Yeah, the article mentioned prototyping being like a game changer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, in the past, prototyping could be, a fairly time-consuming process.
Right.
And it often discouraged developers from really exploring multiple ideas.
Yeah, you get stuck. In one lane.
Exactly.
Bad.
But with Cursor AI, you know, you can spin up a working prototype in a fraction of the time.
Wow.
Get feedback, iterate much faster, allows for a much more agile and experimental approach to development, which ultimately can lead to more innovative and more successful software.
So it's not even just about the speed necessarily, it's about the freedom
to
explore and test and make those little adjustments that can make a big difference.
Precisely. It's about removing the technical barriers to creativity and allowing developers to focus on what truly matters, which is, you know, solving problems and building amazing software.
So it really does seem like Cursor AI, it's not just another coding tool.
No, it's not.
It's something that could actually reshape how software is developed.
Right.
Whether you're talking about a solo project or a huge team.
I completely agree. And it brings up this really interesting question, you know,
right.
If AI can handle the how of coding, the actual writing of the code.
Right.
What does that even mean to be a developer then, right?
Yeah, where does the Humi fit in?
Where does the creativity come in
Yeah.
when the code itself is, in a way, automated?
It's a really interesting question.
It is.
It makes you kind of rethink the whole thing.
It really does.
Like, what does it mean to be a developer going forward? Does it free us up to think bigger?
I think so.
To tackle even more complex challenges,
Yeah.
knowing that the actual coding part is going to be, streamlined?
A very exciting time.
It is exciting.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into Cursor AI and the future of coding. We hope this has given you a lot to think about and maybe even inspired you to try it out for yourself. Until next time, happy coding.